everybody, and what you talking about, Philadelphia? We're back. It's almost like you wish you could fall asleep, wake up Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., and tune into another bulletproof episode of Infotainment, or talking about our weekly dose of Find It at Fishtown Live here on WWDB 860 AM. And, of course, I'm Mark Collazo with my co-pilot, Kay Anderson. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Mark.
Kay, by the way, every day that we come in here, we hear something new that excites us.
Yeah.
And apparently WWDB has a theme song, or at least a...
A jingle?
A jingle. Matt, did you know that? And who sang that? Was that you?
A jingle? What do you mean?
It went, WWDB, 860 AM.
That was one of the station liners. That was Brett. Yeah, he was... He was
seriously, we are truly moving on up here in the new studios.
Sure. Class
establishment, of course, finest producer, and now a jingle. How long did that take to write that?
I think about a week and a half.
Yeah, I could see. They probably got lost in the W and the W.
Yeah, he mixed them up.
Yeah, but we're going to find a way to incorporate that in. Anywho... It's a beautiful summer day. The world is back. Happy 4th of July, everybody. And, of course, this episode of Find It at Fishtown Live is brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District for all things awesome, amazing, wonderful, special. You can only find it at Fishtown. And, Kay, people want to find out everything fabulous going on in the Fishtown District. Where can they go?
They can go to fishtowndistrict.com.
That's so soothing when you say it.
I know. I was just about to tell Matt if he needs a drop from me.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can take like 2 weeks and write it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I would literally not work for a week. I'm going to nail this. And it would be something funny or silly that only I would find enjoyable. So, in fact, I'm going to work on that for next week.
Please do.
But, Kay, and, you know, we're lucky we have our guest, Mike, in studio today. We'll get to that in a minute. But if people want to look at our beautiful punims as we talk, how can people do that?
They can go to our Facebook page. Find It in Fishtown is streaming on Fishtown District's Facebook.
And I think is this on iHeartMedia? Where else is this streaming?
So you can also find WWDB Talk Radio on iHeartRadio. So if you have the phone app, go ahead and do that. You can also probably ask Alexa and, you know, she'll find it for you.
Helpful, Alexa.
You can go to YouTube and find us Fishtown District there.
Whew, that's a lot to do. My morning's set. But it's okay. We just got done a 4th of July weekend. It's the first holiday weekend with restrictions lifted. We're free at last. Everybody was out. I am sure your dog probably had a heart attack of 6 hours of fireworks going off on Sunday. How does your dog deal with the fireworks?
You know, my dog, when she freaks out about fireworks, she just like has to be close to me. So she'll just like lay on top of me and then she's fine.
That's why when Kay comes to the office, I deliberately light fireworks just so I could do that. Because I shook for like hours and I was by myself.
I should have given you Twiggy.
Yes.
You would have been okay.
You're not kidding. So first of all, so what did you do for the 4th? You're out and about. Let's be honest, I'm old. I go nowhere. So what did you do?
I actually didn't do anything this weekend.
A true testament to the Fishtown dish. But we had stuff going on.
We absolutely did. So
thank you, Matt.
Rivers Casino had a great block party event. I saw some pictures from that, and it looked great, wonderful.
Looked awesome.
Yeah, cool time.
As I sat in my love seat, the pictures made me feel that like I was there.
Right.
So why get up?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but kudos to Emily and all the great folks at Rivers. It's nice to have a celebration, another celebration. We've had a lot of celebrations in the Fishtown District.
We absolutely have.
I think that's sort of synonymous.
Celebration in Fishtown District? We can make it.
See, that's where a good producer would have had Cool and the Gang Celebration all queued up.
Good times.
Come on. It's a celebration. Feels like my bar mitzvah.
That was good.
this is the song that all people of my era for our bar bat mitzvahs, when you had the candle lighting ceremony, this was the song that they played. You don't know what the candle lighting ceremony is?
I mean, isn't the candle lighting ceremony where you like call people up and you...
At the party. It's at the party.
Oh, okay.
Not at the whole
Okay.
Ugh, sounding prayers.
Right.
You call up, oh, and here to light a candle is Aunt Kay and Uncle Sammy. And they play the song, and you come up, and you take the pictures.
I feel like the candle lighting ceremonies that I went to didn't have background music. Like, maybe they were just more formal.
You didn't go to the right ones.
I guess.
Yeah, and you know me, when I had mine, of course, my mom knew even then at age 12.
That you were a diva?
That had my name, and you walked in the room, the name Mark was in lights.
Oh.
And I sort of demand that now into any event that I go to, even when it's not mine.
Yes,
he does. So anywho, but awesome stuff. But you know, there's probably more going on. And I'm going to take Mike. This is probably Mike's first journey as we take the beautiful walk on our trained unicorns over to the magical place that we call Kay's Corner. Again, we got to get new music for that, I think. I'm just saying, it doesn't fit the importance.
This is the last time we'll hear that intro.
No, I know. And listen, you nailed it the first time.
Feel bad.
It evolved. But Kay's Corner has evolved into people call travel agents and go, how do I get to Kay's Corner? I'm like, it's a state of mind. You just got to be.
Yeah. I should make Kay's Corner a Google place.
You know, seriously, do it. Can we charge for that?
I mean, I could probably make like a geo filter on Snapchat for free. We might need to do that.
Awesome. Well,
I don't know what that is.
As Mike and I park our unicorns and get ready, what's going on in the corner, Kay?
So as always, we have a lot going on over in Kay's Corner.
Of course we do.
It is the second week of July coming up. So, you know, take your 4th of July celebrations and just, you know, keep moving
extend
it through.
It.
Yeah, you might as well get another week out of it, right?
I would.
Exactly.
Well, you are actually.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation.
That's right. Good for you. Well earned, by the way.
So my Kay's Corner is a little tight because I'm trying to get ready for that. But we do have another farmer's market tonight, which I am very excited about. We will be featuring produce at the farmer's market. So
my favorite food, of course.
Are you sure?
Vegetables.
You can't get that at 7-Eleven.
No, you get. But if they put it in a taquito, I'm all in.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Called an egg roll.
Yes, thank you. If you fry it, I'll eat it. Mike, do you have anything fried over at the co-op?
I mean, there are things that are fried, but not. You're still going to have to heat them up.
Yeah, I could do that.
They're in the frozen section.
That's all right. I can pull that off. But
okay.
I'm sorry. Back to the corner.
No, I mean.
How dare I?
So in addition to the farmer's market, we have quite a few new businesses coming to Fishtown. So I just wanted to update everybody on some of the openings that we have coming up.
It's exciting.
So in terms of ice cream, we've already teased that Jenny's Ice Cream is coming. But I heard that there was another ice cream spot that just opened up, and I think we posted it yesterday. Mark, do you remember who it is?
No.
Well, bear with us.
Here's why. In my defense, we've had a lot of announcements of openings this week.
We absolutely have.
And most of the theme was not ice cream.
It certainly was
It was the
was
opposite
not.
Of ice cream
it's...
beer. Whoops.
Well, speaking of, we do have some new beer openings as well. So the New York brewery Other Half is coming to Fishtown. They just announced.
That's a big get. That's applause worthy.
Yes, definitely.
Matt, there you go. As you know, that's the large crowds that form right out our WWDB studios.
Absolutely.
Thank you all. Thank you.
So they are due to open in the old Goose Island building. And in addition to that, we also have Brewery ARS coming, and they're coming to the 2200 block of Frankfort Avenue. And then there's another one, Source Brewing, which is coming to the old Fishtown Brew Pub.
Oh, that's right.
You forgot about them, didn't you?
Because we've had so many. Literally, if you're into beer, you don't have to travel more than half a block to get your true brewery on. But you still got to go to Brewery ARS. I think they're coming from East Passyunk.
Absolutely.
And we're looking forward to that. Shout out to them. I know they're getting all ready to go.
And we also just had a new cafe open just off of French Street called Foreign Cafe. And they specialize in local products. They do have smoothies. So if you're looking for a smoothie option, they're open.
I know many do.
Get in my belly!
Absolutely. So that's just a few of the new businesses that are coming, that are opening up here. You know, like we always say, we were fortunate enough to make it through the pandemic with more business openings than closings.
You know what? I'm going to give Kay and me a little pat on the back because, you know, we do stress about these things each and every day as we work to try to not only keep everybody going and expand the corridor. So, and it's really obviously a testament to all the people in it, but it is rewarding, Kay, and kudos to you that when we see these announcements coming and vacancies being filled, it shows that there's a need, there's a desire, and that what we have, everybody wants. And that's pretty much been my mantra in life. What I have, everybody wants.
I mean,
thank you very much.
It makes sense. And I have one more thing that I wanted to tell folks during Kay's Corner.
Please do.
So if you haven't been on our Facebook page recently, if you haven't been to our website, you might not have seen this, but we did just announce our next big, big, big event.
What type of event?
Big.
Oh.
Huge.
I can't wait.
So if you go on over to our Facebook page, you can find the Urban Youth Racing School, Kyle Larson and Friends Celebrity Grand Prix, and STEM Festival. So that's going to be happening over at Rivers Casino on August 7th. That's brought to you by the Urban Youth Racing School and the Fishtown District.
Snap.
And it's going to be a great event to bring your kids out, introduce them to some cool ways to learn about science and technology, as well as watch and meet some famous NASCAR drivers.
NASCAR is fine, too. That's how they say it in France.
That's what I figured.
NASCAR. Yeah, the good part, but just to give it a little life, this is actually, we're setting up a racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
At the casino. I think we have at least 5 NASCAR drivers. Obviously, Kyle Larson is our biggie, Chase Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
I believe NASCAR great Jeff Gordon will be coming. And they're going to be racing with some Urban Youth Racing School alumni, some surprise celebrities. I'll be scared to death, but Kay will represent us, I'm sure, properly. And by the way, I've driven a NASCAR before. I don't want there to be like a real car. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You are not prepared.
At all. I'm not.
Not even a little bit. And trust me, when I just real fast. And by the way, we're going to do the entire show from the corner today because it just feels great. It was a gift from my ex. And so we liked each other then. And it's called the NASCAR Experience. And very quickly is you're allowed, like, so you can pay. And they will let you drive a race car. So I'm thinking, there's no way they're just letting any schmuck like me come and get in a car and drive it.
Sure, if you sign all of the liability waivers, they will.
So they make you take a class first.
Oh, okay.
And so we're sitting in a classroom, and I'm, you know, even more goofy than I am now. And the first thing they talk about is, after they're showing you the car, is what to do if you crash into the wall. So immediately, my hand goes up, and no one else seems to find this strange. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I got this as like a gift. No one mentioned nothing about crashing into no walls. He's like, well, you can leave. I'm like, well, I'm here. I'm like, okay, it still has to be like bumper cars, right? Then they take you out in a van to drive the course. They're only driving about 80. As soon as they turn, you're like smacking into the side of the so now I'm shaking. I put the suit on, which is the only reason I wanted to go, which is to put the racing suit on.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they do it is, it's a professional in one car and then 2 students. And I'm in the last group in the last car.
Oh, wow.
So if I could have dug into the earth and hid, because they're going like 150 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And all they tell you is the car will do the work.
What does that mean?
And that was my thing. Is it like Kit from Knight Rider? I just sit there. Well, and they have little arrows on the track. It tells you where to turn. And literally, you just turn a little bit, and the car hugs it. So by the time I go, and they had to talk me into still doing it, they tell you if the car in front of you is going too slow.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, apparently, I think this is how you do it in real life, too. Just drive right up their butt, and they'll give you a flag, and that car's got to move out of the way. Well, I got to be the car that went up the other car's butt. Hit it. Thank you.
I was wondering what you were trying to hit.
So it's well worth it if you can, but yet something about driving in a race car at 60 miles an hour, I wasn't doing it. So I'm just going to be hosting that day in the VIP area, which will be air conditioning, by the way. So please join me in there. Hey, Kay, back to you.
I mean, how do I follow that up?
I think you will away, though.
But so we are very excited about that event. I'm very excited to meet all of these NASCAR drivers because I like meeting celebrities personally. That's enough to get me out there. We also have a stage, so there will be some musical acts throughout the day. My favorite DJ, DJ Alamo, is coming to spin during the races themselves.
Like DJ Alamo's. And yes, it's surprising that I know who DJ Alamo is.
I was about to say, wait, Mark, you know
DJ Alamo?
DJ
Alamo does the Sixers.
Yes. Yeah.
And DJ Alamo did a fashion show outside in Mayfair, and he was the DJ.
Look at that.
Look at that.
I like it. Look at Mark knowing people.
Every so often I get into like the 21st century. That's the century we're in, right, Mike? 21st? You know these things.
So I do want to get into Kay's track of the
Please
week.
Please do.
I think it's time.
Word.
So we got something a little bit different this week. Tonight at the Farmers Market, we are featuring Daryl Bennett, who is a saxophone player from South Jersey. One of my favorite people to book. His music is very soothing. And, you know, it just kind of fills up the space in a really happy and joyful way. So we're going to get into his track. This is Chaos Theory by Daryl Bennett. So that was Daryl Bennett with Chaos Theory.
That was smooth. By the way, did you notice how smooth your voice got when you went back after listening to
that?
It's very cool.
I should really just be on late night radio.
You should, and welcome everybody to Twilight with Kay Anderson.
Yes, that should be
Can
me.
I be your announcer? Let's do that. I promise not to talk over you like I do here.
They're really wasting our talent on morning radio.
But that's the type of music, Smoky Room. And that's playing.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. And again, tonight, people can come see him where?
They can see him at the Kensington Community Food Co-op in the parking lot. That's 2670 Coral Street. And he will be playing around the 6 o'clock hour.
And what's nice about that, it's going to be hot. But when he plays, it's going to be very cool.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did?
Yeah.
How about that? It only goes downhill from there, Mike. Don't worry. But before we go... And we're going to still stay in the corner because our unicorns are like watering up and they're very comfy. And you set the perfect vibe. It's time to play America's favorite game show, What's Mark Wearing?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
And What's Mark Wearing is brought to you by Fabulous Fabrica. If you want to see people twist themselves into pretzels while listening to great music and great food, there's no better showplace in the Fishtown District or anywhere than Fabrica. By the way, do you think they'll like the way I described it?
I think that was kind of perfect.
That was perfect. I nailed that. So today, Kay, there's a theme today, and it's not the obvious one. So, of course, today I'm wearing yet another Rocky IV shirt. So there's pictures all over the place of Rocky. Not yet. I'm going to give you the cue. This is perfect. Of Rocky fighting Ivan Drago. But this, you know, right after July 4th. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the socks go. We have our Rocky socks to go with that because I'm nothing if not thorough.
That's great.
Now, I want to be clear. This is not a story about our good friend Randy falling to pieces after Drago killed fictional heavyweight champion Apollo Creed in the ring.
Right, because we already heard that story.
Yes, and that story, and I don't want to give her more pain
right.
by making her see the shirt.
But if you want to hear it, go to the Smithsonian. They have our catalog.
They sure do.
I'm just saying.
Yes. But this is going to join it today.
Okay.
We just celebrated America's birthday. Liberty, freedom. It's always the themes, right?
Fireworks.
Well, there's no really better representation of that than Rocky IV. And I'm going to give you the... so
spoken like a true Philadelphian.
Take you back a little bit. It's 1985.
So
when
this
the movie
is before
comes
Kate
out.
Was born.
Most things that I talk about are.
Okay.
And Rocky, of course, Apollo is killed. Rocky now has to kick Drago's butt.
Right.
But it's during the Cold War. It's Russia versus the United States. And
where everything in sports was actually a political war.
Exactly.
Yep.
And Rocky fights... in Russia. So now he's training in Russia, the underdog about this indestructible Soviet menace. And at the end of the movie, he fights, of course, Drago. And, of course, realism, of course, kicks in. The Russian crowd starts cheering for Rocky. Because he's Rocky. And he's wearing his red, white, and blue trunks, as you can see.
But they're Russian.
Which, by the way, were Apollo shorts. So you can imagine the stories those shorts could tell. I think he died in them, actually. Come to think of it.
That's really morbid. Rocky, and why would you wear a dead person's shorts?
That's a therapist. That's a whole hour on the couch.
Oh, Lord.
And I never really thought about it till now. That's the shorts he's wearing.
Yeah.
Trunks. That's what they call them in boxing.
Oh.
And as this song is playing, as Rocky's training, at the end of the match, he's winning. And, of course, the Russians, because they're front runners back then, immediately turn on Drago because he's getting beaten. At the end, Rocky says these words that still ring true today, even more than the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. He says this to the crowd. If we can lower that a little bit, Matt, because we don't want to miss every word of Rocky's wisdom. By the way, he just turned 75, Stallone. Doesn't take a look a day over 70.
Wow.
Ask his plastic surgeon. And here's what he... And I'm not even going to do it in his accent, because that'll just ruin the words and
mm-hmm.
the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
During this fight, I've seen a lot of changing in the way you feel about me, in the way I feel about you. In here, there were two guys killing each other, but I guess that's better than 20 million. Let that sink in. I guess what I'm trying to say is that if I can change and you can change, Kay, everybody can change. And I think that meaning still rings true today from George Washington, Abe Lincoln. Go with somebody.
I never realized
Eisenhower, Roosevelt.
How problematic Rocky was.
Stallone. Solved. So people think the Cold War ended because of the, you know, whatever that wall was, Berlin Wall coming down. No, 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 no. It was when he beat Drago and said that famous speech. And by the way, the Russian crowd erupted. They immediately left the theater and tore down the Berlin Wall. God bless America. You're welcome, everybody. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about food. You're listening to WWDB 860 AM, 500 Fishtown Live.
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close, I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few. The proud, the Marines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Welcome back, everybody, to Find It in Fishtown Live. You're listening to, well, WWDB 860 AM, The Big Talker. And anyway, I'm Mark Collazo with Kay Anderson, and we are pleased today to be joined by Mike Richards, the general manager of really one of the prize gems of our district. It's one of the things that I'm always amazed every time I see it. I'm talking about the Kensington Community Food Co-op. Hi, Kay. Kay, this is like for because you're part of this. You want to be part of this conversation. But Mike, thanks for being here today. Thanks for listening to all of our clever banter for the past half hour and putting up with that. But, Mike, a little bit, tell everybody, really, for those that don't know, what a food co-op is.
Well, a food co-op, and thanks really for having me today, but a food co-op is really, it's like a grocery store. The difference really is that, you know, there are lots of co-ops, right? Co-ops are just community-owned organizations, and there's beer co-ops and food co-ops and housing co-ops and lots of stuff, but we run a consumer-based food co-op, which means that it's a consumer-owned, and we have members of the co-op, and those members are able to make decisions in terms of policy. They're able to get involved in committees at the co-op. They're able to run for the board, and we're looking for people to really invest in, you know, where, you know, sort of where their food comes from and what they're able to, you know, and have a say in those kind of things.
And I think it was in, you know, I remember the first time I saw it, by the way, located at 2670 Coral Street. It is beyond what I envisioned it being, because I guess I always think food co-op, there's going to be, you walk in and yes, you're going to have your healthy assortment of foods. And I know we're focusing on local. But you also, as Kay talked about, you have programming that you do. You have beer. I'm going to say that again. You have beer.
Facts.
So this is really sort of a place where people can come, get their food, but also have a good time. Why was it established the way that you did it?
Well, so this really started a long, long time ago by a group of neighbors who were just looking for healthier food options in the Kensington area. And so they really came together just sitting down in living rooms and talking to folks and trying to get people to buy into this thing. And, you know, that grows and grows into a place where, you know, we're looking for a space and a site, and we find this great place, 2670 Coral Street, right at the corner of Frankfurt and Lehigh. And this particular building had was a bar previously, and so it had a liquor license attached to it. And so we were really excited about the space, or I should say they were really excited about the space. That's before me, but it's great. We happened to be the first food co-op in Pennsylvania with a liquor license, so that was pretty exciting.
Congratulations, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, Pennsylvania can be a little challenging with its
liquor law.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so we were excited for that, and you know, really excited to have this like community space and this cafe that we were able to, you know, not only run our programming out of, but also offer delicious beer, kombucha, cold brew coffee, that kind of stuff. So
if I wanted to be a shopper at the food co-op, what do I have to do? Do I just come in and shop?
Absolutely.
That's it. Do I have to be a member?
Not at all. It's open to everybody.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Mark, if you didn't realize, they actually do have some conventional options as well. We are not all organic. We're not all, you know.
But that's there for those who want it.
Yes, there's healthy options. But, you know, you can also get your normal Domino's sugar. You can get, you know, normal Heinz ketchup. There are the brands that you're familiar with and you're used to shopping. They're there.
Well, and I think that's important. Listen, in all seriousness, obviously your goal is you want to give everybody healthy choices. But it's nice for folks like me that my body would literally shut down if you gave it lettuce, that there are other options. So, Mike, how long have you been involved with the co-op?
So I've been involved with the co-op for a little over 4 years. So, yeah, longer.
And have you been general manager the whole time?
I have.
How have you seen it evolve since you've joined it? In all the good ways.
No, like, I'm laughing because Mike joined the team before the store was open.
Oh. So before the store was open, there was the co-op, correct?
Yeah. So before the store was open, a bunch of the organizing folks behind the co-op had started this thing called the Marketplace, where every second Tuesday and, you know, fourth Tuesday or something like that, you could go to the Circle of Hope, which is a church on Frankfurt Avenue,
yep,
and you could pick up basically like bulk orders. So they would do like dry goods, bulk orders, and other things of that sort. And you would go, you would bring your own Tupperware, and, you know, you would help divvy that up and take your portion of it home. So that was kind of like a group purchasing, and that's how the co-op first started, as far as like selling food.
Okay, how do you know so much about the Kensington Community Food Co-op?
Oh, that's a great question, Mark.
Thank you.
I actually joined the board of the co-op in 2014, I think. Yeah, 2014. And then I was a member, or 2015 maybe? No, I think it was 2014. Anyway, it was a while ago. So I have been a board member for, I took a year off last year. So before that, I was a board member for 4 or 5 years, took a year off, and now I'm back on the board.
All right. So basically, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sort of drift in the back since you know more. I'm going to just listen because I'm fascinated by all of this. And I love what you all are doing over there because I've not seen anything like it, and it's such a great thing, Mike, that, you know, Fishtown in our district is sort of known as the bar restaurant capital. And, you know, and Kay knows this, we really want to focus on, well, there's more than that. And this is such a compliment to what it is and such a draw for people. So, Kay, fire away with the questions. I'm getting my notepad out, and a large crowd is listening outside. So infotain us.
I feel like it's so hard for me to interview Mike just because we went through it all together.
It's true.
But You know, Mike, take me back to, as much as we don't want to relive this, take me back to construction and some of the, you know, some of the challenges and what that building used to be.
Well, so like I said before, the building was an old bar, and so it was purchased for the co-op to use and rent, and it was an abandoned building, really. At that point, it was a big giant gray box, and so.
And was that always what the board had like been looking for? Was it always going to be that big? Like, was that the original vision?
Well, you know, it's funny actually. You know, to be honest, I don't know what the original vision of the co-op was. I mean, you know, when you get to that place and you're trying to, you know, pick a site, you know, I imagine you go, you tour lots of different places. And I think the thing that drew the co-op to that site were two things, probably. The liquor license is certainly one, and the parking lot is certainly another. So we do have an 18-car parking lot, which is pretty unique to the neighborhood. As well. And so I think those two things were really the driving forces behind why we chose that site.
So when did the co-op open?
Well, the co-op opened in April of 2019. So it's been about 2.5 years.
Of pure bliss and easiness and no strife at all, everyone.
Of course.
Again, the unicorns that we took to go to K's Corner, we actually got on them at the co-op.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that's really amazing, the co-op has been, it's been a challenge since the very beginning, certainly, right? So, but one of the things I think that's so amazing about the food co-op and the reason why I'm engaged, have been engaged in this food co-op business for a while is because there is a really strong sense of community. And so when the co-op is going through its ups and downs, there's actually, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that, you know, that we can sort of lean on to help us out and, you know, people that have been, you know, involved in this project for 10, 11, 12 years now at this point. And so, you know, it's as important to me as a person that works there, as a person that gets paid by the co-op, as it is to people that, are, you know, have been building this thing for the last 10 or 12 years. It's almost like a child, right? So it's like you have this child and, you know, we open the co-op and, you know, we read all the child books and we think that we know what we're getting ourselves into, and for anyone that has a child, as soon as the child comes, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into, and it's completely different than every book you've ever read. And so, you know, I think that we growing pains certainly, and some challenges and hard times, and just like your kids, you know, you still love your kids, and you know, you give them a hard time for coming home late or not doing their homework or whatever. But you know, we're just you know, we're really the community aspect for me is the thing that I think really is so important. I mean, I wouldn't have met Kay, for example, had it not been for the co-op. If that's good or bad, I'm not sure.
We're going to put that in the plus column. I do know a little from obviously talking to Kay, but how did the pandemic help or hurt, or both, the growth of the food co-op?
Well, so I think that, in a lot of ways, the pandemic was really positive for the co-op. Because we're a small grocery store and, you know, sort of centrally located, where, you know, we were able to have a lot of people find us and business, certainly as restaurants close and other places close and people were just buying groceries, the co-op was a great place for people to come and purchase food and felt like a safe space. And that's really a kudos to my team. I mean, you know, we certainly can put all the rules in place and ask people to do all the things, but without the buy-in from the staff and the folks coming into the co-op, it just makes it, you know, that much harder. And so we were lucky that that people felt like we had created a safe space and the business did really well during the pandemic. And you know, we've held on to a lot of those customers even today. So excited about that.
As we enter now the restrictionless period, where do you see the food co-op going now? Now that you've gotten through that and in some ways really cemented a great need and a great niche for yourself, what's next?
Well, you know, for the last year and plus, I mean, we've had, you know, sort of half of our business has been closed. So we have this cafe bar space that we haven't been operating because of the pandemic. And so we're really excited to, you know, expand back onto into that side of the business. And so really be able to educate and connect people in a different way and provide that more community atmosphere. And we're really excited about the cafe space. We've made lots of changes to the space and have gotten some community involvement and some other things. And so we're really excited about that cafe space and what the potential is for that coming out of the pandemic.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Because I know I'll forget it if I don't ask.
Please
it.
Do.
This is more back to the essentials of a food co-op. So it's community owned in essence. What's the process to do that, and how many owners do you have?
So right now we have about 1,450 owners.
Say that.
You know, which is pretty exciting. I mean, we've seen, so when the co-op opened, we had about 1,000, mm-hmm. which is also pretty exciting. I mean, it's a lot of people that are interested in getting this thing off the ground. So right now we have about 1,450 owners. And what was the second part of that question?
How do you become one?
Oh, just come to the co-op and check it out, right? So, like I said, it's really, you know, anyone can shop there. So stop on by, see if you like what you know, what's going on at the co-op. Certainly ask anybody there, you know, if you have questions, and you can sign up right there at, on the spot in the co-op, or you can take the information back with you and think about it. I think the important thing is that the money goes to, you know, sort of building this community business, right? So the money goes back into the co-op. It's giving you sort of a vote in what's happening in your neighborhood.
And how much money is it?
It's a $300 lifetime equity investment. And at this point, we take that in $300 payments or in $25 payments twice a year until you reach the 300.
And to what are the benefits of being an owner of a food co-op or a partial owner? Sort of like the Green Bay Packers. I don't know if you know that. That's a community-owned team.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, see, everything goes back to sports with me. That's how I understand things.
And the Aaron Rodgers maybe.
Yes. So what are the benefits that you get of being an owner, part of the owners?
Well, so I think certainly the biggest benefit you get is that there's a store in your neighborhood that you have some sort of say into. I think, you know, having the brick and mortar building is certainly the biggest member benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But people like to get stuff, right? So, so they don't necessarily get that, right? But they, but what they do get from us is two big things. So the first is we have a points program that shoppers can take advantage of. And for every dollar you spend, every dollar that a member spends at the co-op, they get a point. And once they reach 200 points, they get $10 back. So it's sort of like a 5% discount, but on all the things that you can buy at the co-op. That's the benefit that people are excited about. And the other benefit really is we have a shop local program. And this is one of the benefits that's been going on actually long before me. And we partnered with over 50 businesses in Fishtown and Kensington area. And members of the co-op get a discount at those businesses for being a member of the food co-op. Mm-hmm. And so that's another exciting benefit for membership.
I'll tell you, some of my other favorite benefits of membership is that I get to make special case orders. So if I have an event coming up as a member owner and I know that I need 100 chocolate-covered strawberries, I can talk to the staff at the co-op and they will order me a case of strawberries at a case price. So I can use their network of wonderful local vendors to help source some products just for me as well, which I know that
that's a great service, actually.
There's a bunch of local businesses that actually also take advantage of those services. Like there's a new juice distributor who you can actually find at our farmers markets. But he actually started his business based off of sourcing through the co-op.
Interesting.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to take one quick last commercial break here on Find It at Fishtown Live on WWDB. I'm sure you're getting hungry. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, in cybersecurity, when natural disasters happen, we are there in space. We are reserve citizen airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to AFReserve.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody, to the home stretch of another award-winning episode of Find It at Fishtown Live here on WWDB 860 AM, brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District at fishtowndistrict.com. Say, I apologize, Kay, for taking your line, but we want to get back to Mike because there's many more food questions. By the way, I think one of the things we're known for here on WWDB is the uplifting public service announcements that we have. And all I kept thinking of in the rainforest commercial about the food shortage, I'm like, well, clearly they don't have a food co-op. So we're always going to be in the plus zone with that. So, Kay, you're on this. So, Kay, you're also on the board now.
Yes.
So what drew you to it and drew you back to it?
So that's actually a great segue into the question that I wanted to ask,
Snap.
Too. Look at you, Mark. So one of the things that drew me into first getting involved with the co-op is actually the economy of it. So one of the main principles of the cooperatives and the cooperative economy is to, number one, help other co-ops, but also support your local community. So those are two things that I value and are extremely important to me. You know, you see it in my professional life all the time.
Of course.
So that's really what drew me to first get involved with the co-op. You know me. I don't eat organic. I don't really, you know, I eat. I like food. I like beer. But besides that, it's not... Food access was never really the drawing factor for me. It was really about helping the local economy. And one of the things that I love about our Farmers Market series is that you actually get to meet some of the people behind the products that you see in the store. So, Mike, talk to me a little bit about how you find these vendors and where you source your products from.
Well, I mean, some of the vendors find us, right? So that's some of the thing that's exciting and makes it a little easier for me, right?
Amen to that.
There's lots of people that make stuff, and especially in Fishtown and local community that are interested in whether it's candles or it's soaps or it's pestos or it's different
dog
sauces,
treats.
Dog treats. You know, there's lots of people that are making stuff, and the co-op is a great place for those people to sort of see whether or not this can really work out for them. You know, they have this great product and all their friends say like, oh, these cookies are amazing. You should sell these cookies. Well, get your act together, get your licenses together and your insurance information, and then come by the co-op because, you know, Kay alluded to it earlier. There's a guy, Josh, who's been making buying organic produce from the co-op and making those into delicious juice drinks.
You should try his popsicles. They're amazing.
Yeah, popsicles are amazing. And this is really just generated from a guy who was interested in, you know, juicing for himself and was trying to spread the word. But so that's one of the ways in which we find new vendors. We also are connected to this larger co-op network. And so co-ops like Weaver's Way and Mariposa in West Philly, Swarthmore Co-op, South Philly Co-op, all these co-ops are also doing the same thing and has staff that are looking for vendors, connecting with local people. And so we use those networks and talk, and you know, we have regular meetings, and so we'll talk about things and new vendors or things that are exciting, and so we're able to help each other sort of connect with vendors. But I think that overall, the co-op is a little different than most grocery stores because we're really concerned about the person that's making the food, right? So we really have a vested interest. If somebody's making juice, you know, we want to make sure that they're getting paid, a sustaining wage sort of to make the juice so that it's worthwhile for them to do that. And in turn, you know, that juice costs a little bit more money, but it's really going to support the full cycle. And so a lot of times now you see companies driving down the price of food, and it makes it really hard to make that a sustainable business practice for everybody. And so we're really invested in that, like, full circle. It's important that the, you know, if the person that's making the food is happy and is excited about it and making good product, you know, we're able to sell that product. It's a win for that person. It's a win for the co-op providing delicious food, and it's a win for the customer because they get this delicious food in their mouth, you know?
And I feel like you take that same model and you take it one step further too when it comes to the staff at the co-op. One, I love the staff. You've done a great job of finding and selecting amazing people that are really representative of all the different facets and personalities that you can find in our neighborhood. So I just wanted to give you and your staff kudos because every time I walk in there, there's a smiling face that greets me right away. I've come to expect a certain level of customer service from the co-op, and that's one of the things that keeps me coming back. So thank you.
Is there any like food education that the food co-op offers to people?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly one of the big initiatives for this year is to sort of get back into that food education, you know, with the pandemic going on and everyone sort of isolating from themselves. It's certainly one of the things that has fallen off the top of the list, but it's something that we're really passionate about getting into in this coming year.
And what does that look like? What do you know?
It can be lots of different things. We can have workshops in the cafe space to talk to people about how to prepare things or how to cook foods or grains or things that they've never, you know, what do you do with frika? You know, what do you do with bulgur wheat, you know?
And that's the thing. You can find a ton of stuff that you've never tried before at the co-op, and the staff is great. They'll tell you, you know, oh, I cooked this with this and this. And, you know, that's the normal conversation that happens in the co-op, which is like, kind of an informal educational process too, which I really love about the shopping experience.
Yeah, no, listen, my staff is great. So I'm really thankful that we've been able to sort of collect this group of folks and that even through the pandemic, this group of folks is continuing to do the good work. It makes my life easier.
So what are some of your favorite products that you guys carry at the co-op?
Well, there's certainly a wide beer selection, so we'll start there. The beer selection is really good.
It is. It's great.
And I wasn't going to jump in earlier, but we've been selling ARS Brewery at the co-op for a few months now in anticipation of them moving into the neighborhood.
Yay.
So for now, anyway, in Fishtown, you can buy it at the co-op until they show up. So there you go.
I like that.
Yeah, there's always new things, and I think that's the exciting part of that business is that we and Sterling does a really good job at curating that list and mixing things up. And so you find something different every time you go in there. In the grocery store, I mean, you know, certainly staple items, But I think some of my favorite, there's some buffalo ranch cheese puffs that are really, really good.
Nice. I'm in.
So
you had me a buffalo.
Yeah. And that seems like to be a staff favorite. Certainly hummus and pita is certainly something that we do a lot with.
We only have a few more seconds. I want to make sure, Mike, how can people find out more about the Kensington Community Food Co-op? Where can they go?
Well, they can go to www.kcfc.coop, right? So that's the one place you can go to find out more information, and certainly come into the store, check it out. Yeah.
Love it.
And my last question, when you're not at the co-op, what are some of your favorite places to go in Fishtown?
And you literally have 10 seconds.
Philadelphia Brew Company is a great place. I love that. You know, it's hard. I haven't gotten out much in the last year, so you're putting me on the spot.
Well, now you can go back to all the great places we have here in the fabulous Fishtown District. I'm Mark. You heard Kay. Thank you, Mike. And we'll still talk to you next week. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine.